Friday's earthquake is the largest on record in Japan, but that just means it's the largest since modern scientific measurements have been done since the late 1800s. There were, of course, massive quakes and tsunamis before then, but the record is harder to piece together. Brian Atwater is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's made a career out of searching for evidence of ancient quakes and tsunamis. Mr. Atwater is in Seattle. Brian Atwater, what is the history of tsunamis in northeast Japan? Do we know of anything comparable to the giant wave that swept through last week?
The leading candidate is from the year 869, the date specifically July 13th. The story deals with a castle town near present Sendai. The town's name was Tagajo, and there are accounts of great destruction there by seawater coming in. The place is about 4 kilometers inland from the sea. Some years back, Japanese scientists, inspired by that account, looked a little bit south in some farmland. They dug trenches below the surface. They could find sand layers, and they were able to identify one of those sand layers as the probable traces of this tsunami in 869. They also found earlier sand layers with a record going back about 3,000 years. They inferred that, on average, about 1,000 years elapse between one of these unusually large tsunamis and the next.
Now, Brian Atwater, you've done this sort of sleuthing yourself on this side of the Pacific. In fact, you co-authored a book about the detective work on an ancient tsunami that struck Washington, Oregon, and Northern California more than 300 years ago. How did you and your team decide that it even happened in the first place?
We saw evidence here in North America of land dropping abruptly, something that happened in Japan last Friday, where the coast dropped a half meter or so along much of the stretch that was hit hard by the tsunami. We saw evidence that sheets of sand were laid down by water that surged across the downdropped landscape. We also found evidence that the ground had shaken, that sand at depth had become quick and had erupted in along fissures. Those three lines of evidence spoke to hallmarks of big subduction zone earthquakes. We were then faced with the question of how big the earthquake was. One of the ways we went at it was to see what length of the fault was broken. And that led to dating by radiocarbon methods that put the time of this earthquake or series of earthquakes to the decades between 1680 and 1720, which is not really ancient, right? I mean, Bach and Handel were born in those times. And then we were stymied a bit. We couldn't figure out whether trees that had been killed by lowering of land up in, say, Washington State had died from the same earthquake as trees down in California. But then help came from Japan. Japanese scientists said 1680, 1720 is not very long ago for us. We have a lot of written records from that time, and we've been collecting accounts of tsunamis that came from far away that were not accompanied by shaking in Japan. So they were able to tell us your earthquake happened the evening of 26 January 1700.
Wow.
And it was probably of magnitude 9. And then we went back to the trees, and tree ring scientists here in North America were able to determine that, yes, the trees had lived through the 1699 growing season, and they were dead by the start of the 1700 growing season.
That is extraordinary. Now, in northeast Japan, the seismology has tragically repeated itself. The ancient tsunami was followed by a modern one last Friday. How worried should residents of the Pacific Northwest be that the same is going to happen here? I mean, is that area due for another major tsunami?
Our region has a long history of big earthquakes and tsunamis. Some of the geological records now run back more than 10,000 years, and they show that on average at my latitude, it's probably something like 500 years between successive earthquakes of this caliber. The individual intervals from one to the next can be quite a bit shorter, and so it's an inexorable thing.
Brian Atwater is with the U.S. Geological Survey in Seattle. His book about the ancient tsunami he investigated in the Pacific Northwest is called The Orphan Tsunami of 1700, Japanese Clues to Apparent Earthquake in North America. Brian, thanks very much for the perspective.
Thank you, Marco.
And Brian Atwater will be taking your questions online. He's our guest in the World Science Forum through next week. Join our conversation about tsunamis at theworld.org/science.